Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Another break-in to the St. Bernard Church Rectory. Eureka police say they caught a man barricaded in the building Thursday morning. Police report that a custodian arrived at work at 4 in the morning to find that the door panels to the rectory had been kicked out. Police searched the rectory and heard footsteps in the attic. Police say the man had barricaded himself there. Police say the man, identified as Sherman Prochnow, 51, at first surrendered to police, but then he resisted arrest. Police used a dog to subdue him, and he was injured in the process. He was taken to the hospital and, after treatment, was taken to the jail to be booked for burglary, resisting arrest, and possession of a controlled substance. They report finding a syringe and baggie of meth on him when he was arrested. The Red Cross is reaching out to Humboldt and Del Norte County in a new way. The Humboldt-Del Norte chapter of the Red Cross is offering disaster training apps or applications in Spanish. Barbara Caldwell, executive director, said the new apps in Spanish give advice to people in emergency situations. They include step-by-step advice on what to do in the event of first aid emergencies or disaster situations. The new apps also allow people to toggle between English and Spanish versions of the apps for the latest information. They're available through the Humboldt-Del Norte Red Cross. Sheriff's deputies responded to the McCann area of Humboldt County on Tuesday after receiving a report of an illegal marijuana trespass grow on private timberland. When deputies reached the scene, they found the grow site being guarded by a dog. There were four tents at the site, and deputies made contact with two men, 24-year-old Ishmael Villegas of Los Angeles and 23-year-old Alexis Juarez of Mexico. Deputies found more than 400 growing marijuana plants at the site, and both men were arrested for possession and possession for sale. The dog was turned over to the sheriff's animal shelter. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating 47-year-old Britton Franklin Mode, who is wanted in connection with the shooting of another man during an altercation in Fort Dick on June 3rd. The sheriff's office reports that the victim was hit with a stun gun twice and then shot in the leg by Mode, who then fled the scene in a vehicle. Mode is currently on parole, and he is considered armed and dangerous. He is 6'2", 200 pounds, with light brown hair and blue eyes, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. There were no injuries reported at a house fire in Fortuna on Wednesday afternoon. Five Fortuna volunteer engines and a CAL FIRE crew responded to the scene at 1912 Main Street and found smoke and fire coming from the back porch area of the house. The residents were notified by a neighbor about the fire and were able to exit safely. It took about 40 minutes to get the fire under control, and the cause is under investigation. Authorities in Mendocino County are investigating how an inmate died in his cell early Wednesday morning. Wilts police had arrested the 55-year-old man Tuesday for being under the influence of a controlled substance. Corrections officers found the inmate just after midnight alone in a cell. He was not breathing, and attempts to revive him were not successful. Authorities are withholding his name until his family is notified. The district attorney's office is conducting that investigation. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Rex Bone was in studio on election night providing his commentary and analysis of the races that were happening, and he had a good reason to pay close attention. Two of his co-workers were on the ballot. Bone was on Talk Shop on Wednesday and discussed his reaction to the election results that saw incumbents Virginia Bass and Ryan Sundberg easily win re-election without having to go to a November runoff. Bone said that hard work and results were noticed by constituents.
You don't work with much better people than Ryan Sundberg. I call him the grown-up in the crowd. He's just a good man, and he's a great family man. I think that has a lot to do with it, and I think when you take a look at what he's done the last 4 years, they made the right choice up there. And he's got a lot of tribal influence up there, and he has connections with those people, and he's dealt with the tribe folks up there on a regular basis. So I think that's good.
Continuity among board members was also a winner on primary night, according to Supervisor Bone.
It's a big job to overcome an incumbent, but it's a big job overcoming an incumbent that has been doing the job. So as far as Virginia goes, I mean, you know, I've never hidden the fact Virginia works hard for the county. She's worked hard for the city. She does the job.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.